Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to drhoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about on this weekend as we find our way heading into fall. Later in the program, we'll talk about some useful tips for dealing with fall allergies. Got lots of stories to share with you, but we also would like to get your phone calls. So 888-302-3684 is our number, 888-302-3684. You are an integral part of this program, and your questions are important. Questions about medicine, questions about overall health and nutrition, we welcome those. 888-302-3684. And before we get to your phone calls, I want to share with you some tips about cutting through the confusion about studies. You know, many of you follow the health media. That's why you're listening to this program. And studies say this, studies say that, often with contradictory results. On the one hand, we're told to drink a little bit of alcohol to improve our health. The recent study suggests that for the vast majority of us, that may not be prudent advice. Back and forth it goes. The controversies multiply. And so I'm going to share with you in just a moment some tips about how to ask questions about the research studies that you are hearing about, so that you can become a more intelligent consumer of medical and health information. That is my mission. That's what I do on your behalf each week. I look at studies. Sometimes the studies are worth passing along to you without reservations. But in many cases, the studies have flaws. There are methodological problems. The conclusions drawn from these studies are overreaching and misleading. So I'm going to start with this example. This is very interesting. It's from a website called Mental Floss, and it's stuff that's kind of interesting, tidbits of information. Headline here: study finds trees are good for your heart. Okay, well, that's a proposition I can get behind, because there's nothing like going out into nature. Nature is a respite. It's a way that you can commune with natural forces, get in touch with the outdoors. Exercise is beneficial, and so on and so forth. Fresh air, take a walk. I can get behind that. So what does the study actually say? Well, the headline: study finds trees are good for your heart. All right. Well, they did a study in a journal called Health and Place. That's not a medical journal that I've heard of, but it's called Health and Place. And it found that lack of trees might be a risk to women's cardiovascular health. Oh, my goodness. Save the trees. Let's not cut down those trees. Let's chain ourselves in front of the logging trucks and make sure that the trees aren't cut down, because not only are we killing the trees, we may be killing women off, according to this study. The study analyzed health statistics in places where an invasive pest, the emerald ash borer, had decimated the local tree population. That happened first in Michigan in 2002, and it's happened in other states. And so they looked at data from the Women's Health Initiative, statistics about cardiovascular disease in women, and they correlated it with the decimation of the local tree population, and the results were amazing. Researchers found that in counties where the emerald ash borer moved in and started killing trees, there was a 25% increased risk of heart disease. Wow, that's incredible. So when it comes to trees, we got to make sure that we don't cut down the trees, that we make sure that the emerald ash borer does not create devastation in our forests, because women will die if this keeps happening. Well, all right, we're going to take a look at this study from the lens of an expert who is St. Louis University biostatistician Travis Liu. I think I got the pronunciation correct. He's a PhD, and he offers 6 tips on how to demystify research. So first of all, question number one, what kind of study is it? There are different types of studies. Studies done in an animal model, studies done on cells grown in a petri dish, for example. So maybe a study will show that Clorox kills the AIDS virus. Well, great. Does that mean you should be drinking Clorox if you are suffering from HIV? Well, no, it's just in a test tube. It's what's called an in vitro study, not a study in living organisms. Also, studies in living organisms, well, sometimes things that help mice don't help humans. So animal studies, yeah, very persuasive sometimes, but not necessarily transferable to humans. Check that out when you're looking at a study. Number two, will the study change the recommendations a doctor makes right now? And often studies are offering tantalizing information that don't translate into practical suggestions. All too often, studies suggest that this or that or another breakthrough therapy is going to revolutionize our treatment of cancer, heart disease, but they don't pass muster when it comes to acceptance by the scientific community. Sometimes that's because of scientific bias, an example of which might be vitamin D for multiple sclerosis. Many studies are now showing vitamin D might be beneficial for MS, but often you read these studies and they're very persuasive, and then the bottom line of the study is, while these results are very encouraging, we are not yet prepared to recommend vitamin D for patients suffering from MS pending additional studies. Well, if you're suffering from MS, you may want to jump on board, because those additional studies will cost millions of dollars and take years to complete. Meanwhile, you might be able to put the brakes on your MS symptoms by taking a harmless vitamin. All right, number three, where was the research published and who funded it? This particular research published in a journal called Health and Place, a journal I never heard of. If the study is published in a high-profile peer-reviewed journal like New England Journal of Medicine or Journal of the American Medical Association, it's a fair bet that the study is of good quality and that the results may be significant. Although I've seen studies in major medical journals that aren't worth their salt, and I've criticized those studies often because they have an anti-supplement bias. Also, when you're vetting a study, look at potential conflicts of interest, because some studies heavily funded by pharmaceutical industry, and by the way, the natural products industry is sometimes guilty of this too. Sometimes they'll commission a study to demonstrate that their product really works, but that study is research that's essentially bought and paid for by a supplement company with a bias towards finding out that the supplement in question really works. All right, number four, what's the sample size? Studies that are small sometimes can be valuable. There is even what's called an N of one study, where one person takes something and gets a result, and that's of interest, but it's usually more important if there's a large sample size that's statistically significant. So if you see a study where 6 individuals took this or that or the other thing and they got better, well, maybe that's thought-provoking, but it's not conclusive proof that something or other, whether it's a pharmaceutical drug or a natural product, works. 5, does the data show correlation or causation? That's really important, and that's applicable to this example. Study finds trees are good for your heart. For some reason, there is a correlation between the invasive beetle that kills trees and cardiovascular risk in this study that I just talked about. But it may just be that in areas that are polluted or industrial areas or areas where there's a higher population or where people eat less well or where there's more air pollution, that's when the beetle does its work on trees. And there are many other factors that may be causing these women to have higher cardiovascular disease. It may not be simply the lack of scenery that's causing their hearts to fail because they haven't had the opportunity to walk outside and experience the beauty of nature. So this study by no means proves that living without trees causes heart attacks. It's simply a correlation, and there's no plausible biological mechanism that we can see whereby lack of tree exposure is going to cause people to die. And finally, where does this fit into other research? You know, if it's a single isolated study, all right, fine, that's interesting and thought-provoking. But if there's a whole body of research that suggests one thing or another, that lends more credibility to the study in question. So do what I do. These are some of the considerations I use when looking at studies. I'm trained in statistics and trained in the analysis of studies. But you, too, can become a sophisticated consumer of medical information. And you're being bombarded with so many studies, so many assertions, that you need to safeguard yourself from medical overload. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. We want you to take part in the discussion today on Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 888-302-3684, should you choose to exercise your option to call in during the program, because we can't answer your questions about medicine and nutrition. 888-302-3684, anytime this hour or next hour. And it's a new TV season. Plus, there's just so much sports on. I mean, you could be in the Lazy Boy from Saturday morning through literally Sunday night, you know, between NFL football, college football, now there's hockey, soon basketball, there's the baseball playoffs. I mean, it's just lots going on. And here's an item about the potential health hazards posed by TV watching. Your TV habit might be killing you, according to a growing body of evidence. They say that sitting is the new smoking. There's something particularly pernicious about watching TV because there's some evidence that the resting metabolic rate, which the rate at which you burn off calories and literally burn your body fat, is actually lower when you watch TV compared to some other sedentary behaviors like reading or driving. Reading, you know, a little more active and engaged, even browsing social media might create more engagement than just passively watching the TV. I guess you have to switch channels sometimes, mute the commercials, you know, there's some caloric output. But here's some studies. In a review of 8 studies by Dr. Frank Hugh, he's a professor at Harvard, each two-hour increase in daily TV viewing was associated with a 20% increased risk of type 2 diabetes, 13% increased risk of cardiovascular disease, and a 13% increased risk of death from any cause. That's 104 extra deaths each year for every 100,000 people. Okay, so, I mean, it's not quite like smoking, but it's a risk factor. An Australian study looked at physically active adults who got at least 150 minutes a week of moderate to vigorous exercise. Now, that kind of corresponds to me because I exercise a lot. I also, and I will admit this, I watch a lot of TV because I like to chill out and empty my mind and do something brainless, you know, like watch Homeland or Fargo or the latest episode of The Nick, which is a hospital drama set in the early 20th century. And so they looked at active adults, and they found that increases in TV time were linked to increases in waist size, blood pressure, and blood glucose, and increases in harmful blood fats in women. So even if you exercise, TV takes a toll. I make a point of getting up, walking around. I also don't engage in a really bad habit, which is to sit and eat, you know, have snacks, you know, chips and nuts and order out pizza. You know, how many pizza ads do you see during the average sports event? So additional studies show that overweight U.S. adults followed for an average of 3 years in a diabetes prevention trial were 3.4% more likely to develop diabetes for each daily hour they spent watching TV. So TV really is a risk factor for a disease. So the idea is that we need to enact strategies to limit our TV time, or at the very least mitigate the harmful effects. I guess exercise to some extent mitigates it. Standing up, walking around, taking a TV break, is important. You know, there's some days where, you know, say the football game isn't going your way, go out, take a walk, do something, burn off some calories, get some fresh air. Absolutely ban eating in front of the TV, because you may be less likely to eat mindlessly if you do it elsewhere. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for calls. And last week, I explained how the Popeye phenomenon, you know, Popeye gets in trouble, he opens up a can of spinach, and all of a sudden his muscles bulge out and he becomes supercharged. Remember those cartoons when you were a kid? We used to think that was about iron, but actually the iron in spinach is not that bioavailable. Iron from animal protein. Heme iron is actually more bioavailable. It turns out that the secret to Popeye's prowess might have been nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is found in many vegetables. It's found in spinach, but to a larger extent in beets and beet juice specifically. Studies show that beet juice can enhance athletic performance. Nitric oxide is the key to optimal circulation. According to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. They produce just 50% of the levels they did at age 20. And I often talk about my use of the product Super Beets. I love that I'm doing something healthy for my heart, my circulation, my blood pressure. And I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. And you can join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, Neo 40 is a pleasant-tasting lozenge, which delivers the benefits of Super Beets in a small lozenge that dissolves in your tongue. You'll also get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free. Super Beets is a powder. You dissolve it in water. It's the equivalent of three whole beets in one serving without the mess, the fuss, the bad taste. Plus, you get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips to test your own nitric oxide, and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beets together. They're tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beets comes in a black cherry flavor, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. Again, that's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. All right, this item, you know, it's often said it's not your fault, you're fat. You have a balky metabolism. No matter how much you exercise or how much you restrict your food intake, it's hard to shed those extra pounds. Well, there's another factor involved. According to a global meeting that was just held, the International Conference on Chemicals Management in Geneva, Switzerland, and they focused on something called EDCs. EDCs stands for endocrine disrupting chemicals and the risks posed to human health. Mounting evidence indicates EDC exposure is connected to infertility, hormone-related cancers, neurological issues, and other disorders. And it also messes up your insulin signaling, thus thwarting your metabolism, contributing to what we call diabetes. These chemicals are also sometimes called obesogens. They include bisphenol A, which is found in food can linings and cash register receipts. I feel sorry for those gals who are constantly handing you the receipts. If they say, would you like a receipt, say no thank you, politely, and have them throw it away. Phthalates are found in plastics and cosmetics. There are also flame retardants and pesticides that have endocrine-disrupting effects. The chemicals are so common that every person on Earth has been exposed to one or more, usually a combination, and one plus one sometimes equals 10. They amplify each other's effects. An economic analysis published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this year estimated that EDC exposure costs the European Union 157 billion euros a year. That's $209 billion a year in actual healthcare expenditures and lost earning potential. So epidemiological studies of EDC exposure in humans point to an association with obesity and diabetes. Currently, about 35% of American adults are obese. 29 million Americans have overt diabetes, probably another 100 million or so have prediabetes. And so it's a big problem. We need to identify sources of EDCs in our cosmetics, in our foods, in our water supply, and even in things like children's toys, because children may be particularly vulnerable to these substances, and now there's a rising incidence of childhood obesity and metabolic problems. And the effects are particularly harmful to pregnant women because the EDCs cross the placenta and may program the fetus for obesity and endocrine problems, including a higher risk of estrogen-related cancers, hormone-related cancers. It might include breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer. And so we got to beware of what's in our environment, because it may not be entirely your fault that you're fat. Environmental chemicals may play a role. 888-302-3684. When we return, we're going to talk to a unique guest about a revolutionary technology that may change our whole approach to supporting bone health. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And now for a look at an innovative approach to musculoskeletal and bone health. With us is Dr. Sean McCray. He is a board-certified chiropractor. He's also an expert on sports medicine. He's worked with the Laser Spine Institute, and he's board-certified in disability evaluation. So he knows a thing or two about the musculoskeletal system. And he is also a medical advisor to Meridine Medical, which is an outfit that makes a unique device that supports bone and musculoskeletal health. We spoke to Dr. Ian Cutts last week. We posted a very, very interesting podcast about this new technology. So with a different perspective, Dr. Sean McCray, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So, okay, so tell us a little bit about Meridine and the LiveMD device. What is it?
The LiveMD device is a device that is basically about the size of a typical bathroom scale. And the benefit of it, or what it does, is it provides a low intensity vibration, and what that does is it helps provide a skeletal stressor or a bone stressor that will ultimately help reverse the early onset of osteopenia or the advanced onset of osteoporosis or anywhere in between.
Okay, so this is a physical medicine device, you know, because now the approaches that we often emphasize are, you know, we tell people to exercise, we tell people to eat a good diet, we tell people to take the right supplements, adequate vitamin D and cofactors, and then, of course, there's a whole raft of medications that are used for this problem. Is this something that's compatible with, you know, with or without medication? It's sort of an adjunctive approach?
It is. And the exciting part about this is you don't need to sort of be able to run a 10K or a 5K to be able to do this and glean some real benefit off of it. You know, we know that that osteoporosis or porous bone is really like a $25 billion a year issue for the American public. And more people, as our society age, become victim to this silent disease. And so the real benefit is for those people that have trouble getting around, but they want to become more active because they know the benefit of being active to their bone and muscle health, this is a really good solution or answer to their issue without having to, you know, get them out into the elements and risk some sort of injury.
And what's it like? Is it like a bone shattering kind of experience where it's going to rattle the fillings out of your teeth? I mean,
yes.
For some people that might be daunting.
Right. No, it's. Yeah. I've been on it several times. I actually really like it. There's a few ladies in my office that take turns standing on it Monday through Friday, and it's not a sort of earth shaking experience, if you will. It's a very gentle vibratory plate. Really, you almost think that there's nothing going on.
Right.
And
I've done it too. I have to say, that's actually, in a way, the problem with it is it's so subtle. It makes you think like, is something really going on? Because
it's
very gentle. It's you feel a subtle vibration. It's easy to stand on the plate. I mean, for those with balance problems, they may want to stabilize next to a chair or something they can hold on to. But it's actually it's not like a bucking bronco. In other words.
No, it's not. And the time goes by, that 10 minutes that you're on it goes by very, very quickly. And once you're done, I think a very common reaction of the first-time user is, wow, that's it? Did something really happen, or did I just sort of waste 10 minutes of my day?
Right. Well, okay, so where's the proof that this works? I mean, I've been following this for years and years. I actually have done podcasts and broadcasts on the subject for, at least 10 or 12 years. And I followed the initial research on this, but it took some time before this got developed into a consumer device that was approved by the FDA. The technology was there, but it had not yet been approved. Now it's available for purchase by consumers. How was it discovered that this is the right amount of time, this is the right intensity, the right frequency to prompt bone regeneration?
Well, Dr. Rubin really spearheaded a lot of that research.
Clint Rubin at Stony Brook, I believe he was.
At Stony Brook University. He really spearheaded a lot of that research and discovered that the 30 hertz vibration that goes on, how you determine a low intensity vibration is it can't be over 90 hertz. And so Clint Rubin really did a lot of research and a lot of discovery to determine that 30 hertz was really the ideal number. And then as he continued on with his research, he noticed that really anything over 3 minutes, I think it is, or 4 minutes, becomes beneficial, and then you really don't have to stay on there longer than 10 minutes in order to really glean the full benefit off of it.
So more is not better. It's just that's the sweet spot for bone optimization. And I believe he worked
Correct.
A lot with the experimental animals. He did. Hysterectomized sheep. Which causes them, just like women going through menopause, to rapidly lose bone and become osteoporotic. And he had the sheep standing on these platforms,
They also used mice, and I think they used turkeys as well.
Uh-huh.
So there was quite a few different animals that Dr. Rubin used during his research studies in order to really fully understand and appreciate the positive impact of this non-pharmacologic, non-surgical answer to bone regeneration.
So there's a NASA angle to this, too, because, we're all fascinated by spaceflight these days. We've discovered there's water on Mars, and now the movie The Martian is debuting at theaters, and we're kind of in Mars mania. But the problem about going to, we can get there. The problem is that in the process of getting there, it takes about 6 months. Astronauts would lose a very high, like double-digit percentage of bone.
Mm-hmm.
So NASA got interested in this, right?
Yeah, they did. Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that NASA did was they wanted to understand how they could regenerate new bone into these individuals without taking an excessively long period of time or possibly never being successful in it. And so that was one of the things that they noted, that they discovered with Dr. Rubin's research, was that the LiveMD plate actually provides enough of an additional stressor on the skeleton. I think it's to the tune of about 40% of an additional gravitational pull on that skeleton, and that is what actually was regenerating that bone quicker.
Is this
so that really paid off some big dividends for those astronauts?
Right, I believe so. There was some NASA funding involved. Is this an exercise substitute, or is this something, you know, exercise has its own unique benefits and low-intensity vibration offers an additional benefit?
I think both statements are true depending on which angle you look at it from.
I think some of the research was done in people who are partially disabled,
cerebral palsy individuals. If I'm bedridden or if I have trouble ambulating, I'm not going to get a real good workout, let's say. So what's going to happen if I'm more or less bedridden or sort of your above average couch potato? Well, I'm going to lose bone at a higher rate, at a far more rapid rate, because I don't have that skeletal stressor to help continue to build that bone. So if I'm a non-ambulatory individual or I can't get around very well, then this is a really good substitute or addition to my daily life in order to help continue on with that bone growth, right? But if I'm sort of a younger individual in my 20s, you know, and a freshman in college or a senior in college or whatever it is, I'm probably not going to glean a lot out of it if I'm going to the gym 5 days a week. But yeah, can you add it in? Yes, you can add it in as well. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so the commitment is it has to be done daily, 10 minutes a day. That's the optimal dosage of low-intensity vibration.
That's true. Yeah, five out of the 7 days every week for 10 minutes a day.
Okay, and so obviously there's an advantage to having a consumer model, because it'd be one thing if there was you could go to a facility and do it once a week, but it's best to have a consumer model at home that enables you to do this at your convenience.
Yes, obviously, and we're going to start doing some new trials as well in an effort to show that not only does it provide an increase in bone density, but it also provides a decrease in the low back and lower extremity discomfort that some people feel. So
it also helps with fine muscle strength, because balance is also important in terms of fracture prevention.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps with fine motor and gross motor as well, or muscle, sorry, the larger and the smaller muscles, yeah. Absolutely.
So how do you distinguish this? You know, there are a lot of options out there. There are what are called power plates, which are really kind of rattle your teeth out there at gyms. Is this, how does a consumer decide what to get and whether the LiveMD is preferable to some of the other options out there?
Well, I think, first and foremost, obviously, like we've all been told by our moms, you need to do your homework, right? So you have to do your homework on it, and one of the things that I think the consumer out there is going to notice first and foremost is that we have a lot of scientific research that's reproducible based off of this LiveMD plate. So all the research and science is there to prove that this is a really good product for, stopping or slowing the loss of bone. But also,
so what's our call to action specifically? How can listeners find out more about the LiveMD product?
You can go to Meridyne.com. That's a great website. It has a lot of useful information on it. And
Marodyne. Meridyne.
Yeah. Yep. .com. Absolutely.
And I think there's one other. It's LiveMD.USA. When I looked it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And there they'll find information about it, options for purchase or leasing of the device. And I thank you very much, Dr. Sean McRae, for joining us. It's an interesting new perspective on the problem of osteoporosis. We're always looking for natural options to help women and men who are losing bone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.